Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Happy Easter, everybody. Do hope you're enjoying your nice weekend. I am as well. Some more draft talk for you. It's our Rough Draft, our podcast that we call here at JoeBucksFan.com. Once again, do appreciate you forking over that $10. I hope this is well worth it. I've started going to, I went to Barnes & Noble's the other day, and I looked through these magazines that were written, you know, back in February and January. Come on, you want up-to-date stuff? You want up-to-date stuff on the draft? Right here, JoeBucksFan.com. Today we're going to take a quick look at the 3-4 defense and 3-4 defenders in this year's draft. Won't spend a whole heck of a lot of time on them because, well, to be quite frank with you, the Bucks don't play a 3-4 defense. But I think there might be some players that can play in a 3-4 defense that would fit maybe the mold of a Buccaneer defensive end, especially the mold of what Jim Bates is looking for on the defensive side of the ball. The number one outside linebacker for 3-4 can also play 4-3, but it looks like more than likely he's going to be eyed by a bunch of teams, maybe the Green Bay Packers, Cleveland Browns at the top of the draft that run a 3-4 defense. Brian Arakpo, physical guy. Some have started comparing him to Vernon Golston just because Golston was the number one outside linebacker for a 3-4 defense last year. But I think Arakpo is a much more physical player, and he's got all the tools you look for in that rush linebacker, and he's got pretty good agility to play outside linebacker in a 3-4. Looking at some of the guys the Bucs might be targeting, you know, a guy like Everett Brown from Florida State, great pass rusher, maybe doesn't have the tools to play linebacker in coverage in the 3-4 defense. But some teams consider him maybe too small to play defensive end in a 4-3. Remember, too, the Bucs play a kind of a 4-3 defense that where Jim Bates wants his defensive ends getting up the field. He wants his defensive tackles taking up space. You know, Everett Brown might not have the biggest size. If he falls, and one of these players, one of these top guys in the draft, one of these top 15 picks, they're going to fall to the Bucs because one team is going to make that one crazy selection in which you scratch your head and the Bucs are right there to be able to snatch any of those players that might fall to them. You know, Aqib Talib, some people considered him a top 10 pick last year, and he fell failing a drug test were a couple of the reasons he fell, and the Bucs snatched him up last year. I think they could do the same this year. Everett Brown is a possibility of being one of those players that falls to them. He's a pass rushing specialist, might not be great as a linebacker, like I said, in coverage, but I think if Everett Brown's on the board, I can't imagine a better player that would fit what the Bucs are trying to do on the defensive side of the ball would fit that better than Everett Brown. I'd have to make him the pick. Aaron Maben is another outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense. I think he's a better fit for a 3-4 maybe than an Everett Brown. You know, then you get to the next, and this is a deep class at the outside linebacker in a 3-4. Connor Barwin, who I interviewed, you can hear that right here at JoeBucksFan.com. He's a guy who just started playing defense, played tight end the majority of the beginning of his career at Cincinnati, moved over to defense, played defensive end his final year at Cincinnati, and oh, by the way, had 11 sacks. So he's a guy that does it all. Great fit for the Patriots. Reminds me of Mike Vrabel, the way Vrabel played outside linebacker. He could put his hand down, play defensive end, could play some tight end. I think Connor Barwin's going to be a guy like Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells. He's that type of mold. He's a guy that'll do whatever it takes to help his team succeed. Larry English, a guy who I've been talking about for a while. Some people haven't pegged to play outside linebacker in a 3-4. Reminds me a lot of John Abraham. Remember when John Abraham came out, he played that 3-4 defense. But you know what? He's best at putting his hand in the ground and getting after the quarterback. He might not have great time speed, might not have a great 40 time speed, but you know what he is great at? Quickness off the ball and getting to the quarterback. That's what Larry English does. I think the Bucs are looking at him. He's told me that that the Bucs are definitely looking at him, and you can also hear my interview with him right here at JoeBucksFan.com. other linebackers in the 3-4 defense. Clay Matthews, the son of Clay Matthews Sr., he is Clay Matthews Jr., also the nephew of Bruce Matthews. The bloodlines are there. More than likely, he's going to be a very solid, good, at the very least, football player in the NFL. He could go as high as Houston Texans at 15, could go maybe as low as the Miami Dolphins, I believe, at 25. So Clay Matthews should go somewhere in there. He's another guy. Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, they're going to want to get their hands on a Clay Matthews. It's just a matter of whether or not he's going to fall to them at that pick. Cody Brown is another guy. Clint Sintem, a couple other outside linebackers in a 3-4 to keep an eye on, whether it be in the second round or somewhere in the third round. At the defensive end position, there's not a whole heck of a lot of guys that are really cracking in as a 3-4 defensive end. Tyson Jackson is a guy who could go as high as 12 to the Denver Broncos. They need help along the line in their 3-4. You know, it is important, too, to get some penetration and to have some guys stout at the point of attack. And I think Tyson Jackson is that guy in the 3-4. Jaron Gilbert is another guy coming from San Jose State. He's a guy where he's more athletic than he is physical. Personally, for me, if I'm playing a 3-4 defense, I want what Dick Geron has. I want a physical defense that'll hit you in your mouth. But you know what? Gilbert can be physical at times, but he's extremely athletic. He can get in the backfield. He's very quick. He played defensive tackle while at San Jose State. I think he could be a diamond in the rough in this draft at the defensive end for a 3-4 team like Pittsburgh there at the end of the first round. Really intrigues me. I think they want to get younger along the defensive line. That would be the guy for them. And Kyle Moore, coming from USC, athletic guy. He's going to be more of a third-round pick, though, for a team that might be just looking for some depth along their defensive line. There's a 3-4 defense for you. Next week, we look at the 4-3 defensive ends, linebackers, and also all of the inside linebackers in this year's draft. So make sure you check back for that. I've got a new mock draft coming out. We'll have that coming out early this week. And our rough draft segments keep coming out as well. We'll look at the NFC North, and then we'll finally turn our sights to the NFC South and AFC South as well. Thanks for tuning back, and remember to keep refreshing this page to keep coming back right here to JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.